Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I promised that I would update my podcast more often than I have been in the past. The last one that I did, I didn't really promote it. I kind of sent it to a couple of people just to see what their thoughts were on it because I changed a couple of things. And they provided their feedback. So I'm going to make them shorter to allow people time to be able to listen in. I think I kind of got carried away on the last podcast because it was something that I continued to see in the news and posted on social media. So I thought that it was important to speak about it, especially because summer is approaching and more people are going to be out. Sometimes in the winter, I know where I come from in the Midwest. You may see us in the stores. You may not see us in stores, but when summertime hits, then you're going to see us everywhere. So for the multitudes of people that will be coming out, I thought that was important. So, and you'll have to check out that podcast in order to know what I'm talking about. What I want to talk about today is accepting and appreciating people for who they are and not trying to change them. I think earlier on in life, and probably even just a couple of years ago, I felt the need to make people fit into my life. And so I would tell them things that I wanted them to change, that would not just help them to fit into my life, but would also kind of make them sparkle a little bit more because I saw something in them that maybe they didn't see in themselves. Today, someone came to me and felt like I don't communicate a lot. That's who I am. I'm a communicator. I write. Of course, I do this podcast. And I communicate with those that I trust. I don't think that it's important for you to talk to everybody about everything because not everyone deserves that same level of you. Everybody should get the version, and I'll explain that, but the version of you that they have, looking for a word so that I don't want people to feel bad, but the version of you that they deserve, basically. So if you don't really know me, I'm not giving you all of me. You don't deserve to know all of me. Every bit of me is not your business. There are some things about me that are important that I will share so that you can maybe help yourself or help someone else in your life that may need that information. I'm a giver, so when it comes to something like that, I don't mind sharing that information. But as far as giving you my emotions or giving you my thoughts, that's not something that, if you haven't earned it, you deserve. So versions of me doesn't mean that I'm going to change into a different person. I'm the same person all the time. I am who I am, and that's never changed. I've always been the same person. The only thing that I've done is refined the part of me that was not as dignified as I am now. And since people don't know that, they can't appreciate that. And something else that people can appreciate, when people feel like, well, you're not talking to me, well, why don't you communicate? Well, if there are some people that I do talk to, that means that you've shown me something in you that I can trust. If it's business, it's business. I'm talking to anybody. I don't care who you are. I'm doing what I need to do to get through the business at hand. If it's personal, you don't deserve that. It is not for me. I don't have to give you any personal bits of me. And if for some reason you see that I'm not giving you any personal bits, but I'm giving you, hey, how you doing? Good. It's good to see you. Cordial. Professional. Accept that. And you should also understand there's a reason why you're only getting that. You may have shown me something about you that maybe I can't trust. Or you may have shown me something about you that says, maybe you should stay away. Not necessarily that I can't trust you, but you may not be somebody that I want to deal with. On a professional level, I'll deal with anybody. Once that business is done, we're done. And it's not personal. I don't know why people that deep down inside don't like you anyway have a concern about why you're not communicating with them or why they want to change you. Therefore, the things that were mentioned, there's something about every one of the people that feel like, why aren't you talking to us? And something about you that I don't like. And it could be something big. It could be something small. It could be a multiple number of things. But I'm not coming to you and telling you that I think you should fix them, because I can appreciate you for who you are without changing who you are, because it's not personal. And if you don't like somebody, why, if it's not business, would you feel the need to have them communicate with you? Because when you don't like somebody, if they're communicating with you, you're not going to agree with what they say anyway. You're going to find some sort of fault in it. And then there's going to be more issues. So a part of what I'm talking about today is something that people experience all the time, but they also experience the backstabbing. And that's why I don't talk to people unless it's professional, if I don't trust you as well. Because if I heard you say something about somebody else and then I see you smiling or eating lunch with them, I don't trust you. I shouldn't trust you. And just so you can understand, I don't know why people don't understand logic. I don't have to trust you. I don't have to be your friend. When you come in contact with people, it's not always for friendship. There should be some sort of loss and gain in there. And what I mean by loss and gain is you should be able to teach me something. And with you teaching me something, that's a gain. And then I should be able to teach you something. That's a gain. With that gain, there's a loss. So there's a loss in lack of communication. There's a loss in mistrust. And there's a loss in not building. Because at that time, we're communicating. I'm learning to trust what you're saying. And we're building. And so if you can come to the table with something beneficial, then I can appreciate you. But if you're coming to the table and you have absolutely nothing to talk about, everything that you have to say is negative, there is no communication. Appreciate people for who they are. Don't try and change them. Don't tell them what you want from them or in them. If that's not what you want, if they can't provide what you need to walk away, because that's not your fit. And what I'm talking about now, it doesn't have to do with a guy. These are females that deep down inside, we have to deal with each other, but you don't like me, but you want me to talk to you. I've never understood females. Growing up, honestly, my sisters and my cousins were my friends. I had a couple of female friends, and one of my female friends, she continuously did stuff that she shouldn't have against me. So from there, it kind of showed me not to trust females. So I don't really have too many female friends that I say are my friends. If I allow you in, that means that I'm trying to connect with you. But when, if I say I don't trust this, and then you share that information with somebody else, then you've lost my trust. And so to try to regain that trust, it's probably not going to happen. It's probably not going to happen. And I'm going around in circles. No, I don't stutter. I'm trying to watch my words. I am going around in circles because I think this information is beneficial for everybody. It's not just beneficial for one person. Sometimes you should keep your thoughts to yourself, because if it's not going to change anything, nobody really cares. And if you only hear what you have to say and you're not understanding or appreciating why a person is a certain way, that's not communication either. And while you're wanting to build friendships, that's not building a friendship. That's giving your one-sided story on somebody's life that nobody asked you for. When if you come to me, and I'm not impressed with many people, but if you come to me and you want me to tell you, well, yeah, you want me to open up to you or whatever, I first need to be able to respect you, and I need to be able to appreciate where you're coming from. If everything that you're telling me is that you're too quiet, are you quiet around everybody, are you this, I am a quiet person, even around my family. Like, unless we're having a one-on-one conversation, I'm quiet. I like to sit back and watch everything because I'm a protector. And so if you're sitting up running off at the mouth, how can you protect? Who are you going to protect? You're not protecting nobody. And you're missing everything. And I sit back and I watch that too. I see people running off at the mouth about any and everything. And to communicate with some of these people that are seeing any and everything, for me to engage in that conversation, I would have to lower my thinking. If you are calling people out of their names and everything is a complaint, everything is negative, or something that happened just yesterday. So I was talking to someone, and they mentioned my vision. And one of the people that were around thought it was so funny. Oh my God, she just has a problem being able to see. How ignorant. Why would I want to engage in a conversation with anybody that thinks a disability is funny? That's ignorant. I don't talk about your teeth. I don't talk about your hair. I don't talk about your clothes. I don't talk about the area in which you live. I don't talk about your speech. So to think that these things are positive provides a negative reflection on you. And for me to communicate with you would make me a negative person. And so I'm quiet because of things like this. Because there may be things about people that I don't respect. So, no, I can't be your friend. No, I don't want to be a friend. There may have been something that I heard you say. I don't appreciate that. And I definitely can't respect it. Can I respect you as a human being? Definitely can respect you as a human being. Can I treat you like a human being? Definitely. But to allow you in my circle, to communicate with you on personal things, not going to happen, because you don't deserve that. And so with that being said, I know I went on and on. And I know somebody told me, cut down your podcast a little bit. So not going to play the music today, but I did want to mention that. Just accept people for who they are. Me, I am who I am. I've been this way since I was born. I'm not going to change unless it's for the better. And to allow something negative in my life, someone negative in my life, is not for the better. I choose my friends wisely. I choose the association that I have wisely. I choose my conversations wisely. I was told about 6 years ago when I started with the company that I'm with, that where I want to be, those people are watching who I associate with. They're watching my interactions. And so if my conversation is as ignorant as the conversations that I'm having, I don't want my name in it. I don't want to come across someone in an interview and they look at me and say, oh, I remember you. And it's for something as petty as a conversation that was overheard. So allow people to be who they are. I allow you, everybody, to be who you are. Good or bad has absolutely nothing to do with me. Allow my interactions to be pure. If I interact with you, it's because I want to. Don't attempt to force me. See both sides of all situations. Stay out of the middle of stuff. If it's not your business, don't worry about it. I think I've said my piece. And this message is, well, the person that we had that conversation with, I've already expressed my feelings, so they know. But when you hear it again, you already know. Let me be who I am. Don't ask me to change. I'm not asking you to change. Respect who I am. That's it. And I respect everybody else. The conversation is for anybody that think that their way of thinking is better. If it's not Bible-based information, nobody cares what you think. And it's not that as if I'm holding a grudge or dislike somebody. If you did something to me, trust me, I'm not holding a grudge, but I know how to treat you. And it's not in my bosom. We're not friends. We're definitely not friends. If I communicate with you, if I check on you, I look at you as somebody that I care about, and I could try to build a relationship, a friendship. But if I say hello and keep you at a distance, trust and believe, either I know something or we've had an interaction that allows me to see not to trust you. It's just that simple. Let people be. Leave people alone. Because trust me, when I look at everybody else, they dang sure ain't got it together. And I'm not doing too bad. So worry about yourself.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.